and address. Even when traveling, living away from home in Boston, Philadelphia, I have had a vague sense that moving water is behind and to my left, and I derive an obscure comfort from the thought that I can turn my head and always see the water flowing to and from the gunpowder, that I can watch a great blue heron pick his way along the banks in my backyard, spearing fish I haven't tried to catch in years. The heron is one of the few birds I have truly cared about. When you have seen one hunt and fly and eat, it is a sight that never leaves you, and its calls are distinct from the ducks and the wonking of the Canada geese, but whatever expert wrote that their call when disturbed in flight is a sort of soft crock has clearly never heard one screaming out over a river at 4 a.m. A river has many meanings, and the gunpowder is all of them. The paradox of change and unchange that an English teacher taught me to see in Siddhartha, an important factor in the colonial history of Maryland. If colonists hadn't clear-cut so much forest, the harbor became too full with silt, there might be no Baltimore. Even the river's name is a story, likely false, telling us that the local natives, probably the same Massawamics and Susquehannocks that Captain John Smith met in 1608, that they traded for gunpowder with the Europeans and planted it along the riverbanks. Can even be ritual cleansing, but it is now debatable how clean one is when one has been swimming in this river. And it means whenever I am in the water, say, precariously balanced in a two-man sea kayak off the Jersey shore, and were I in better condition and crazier than I really am, I might try the trek down the Atlantic and into the Chesapeake and up its tidal estuary to home. But at least water always offers me a road. And all moving tidal water means many of these things. But no other water lends this particular golden quality to the light of a spring evening, which can still astonish me after 27 years of seeing it. The singular muzzy beauty of piers and lawns reflected in water, a mirror muddled but not distorting. The tarp-covered boats and aluminum-sided houses are still boats and houses, just flexible, mutable in the ripples. And I have been trying to write about these things for 10 years, since poetry first occurred to me, I'll admit, as maybe a way to meet girls. But mostly now, I'm speaking of these things to you because I think I could leave them for you. Even though your side of the Appalachians is too dry and awfully far from the Chesapeake and holds little promise of steamed crabs and might be too far inland for herons. These are altogether a vain and small argument compared with the way your back curves and shudders against my hand. And love, if you were to ask, I would put this water and all it has meant behind me.